Good afternoon, everybody. This is Doug Hagan bringing you If You're Left, You Just Ain't Right, right here on Chimpsies Radio. And check out our Facebook page. Check out the other shows on Chimpsies Radio. Like I told you before, like I'm going to keep telling you, some good stuff out there. Be sure to check it out. And a quick programming note as I remember how to speak the English language. I always wanted to do a programming note for me. That sounds pretty cool, huh? This show will air next Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and every Monday night for the foreseeable future in that time slot. Moving to Monday nights, and I think I can take Monday Night Football in the ratings, at least until they get a guy to replace that Mike Tirico, who's absolutely horrible at play-by-play. But at least they got rid of Tony Kornheiser. He was horrible trying to pretend to be Howard Cosell. But anyway, enough about sports. And on with the show. I want to talk about hate. You hear a lot about hate. If you listen to the left and the media, which tends to carry the water for the left, you hear the accusation thrown at the right that we are hateful, mean-spirited, hate-filled, ugly, bitter, backwards, redneck, gun-toting, Bible-thumping bigots. And we just hate everybody who's different than us. We're afraid of people who are different than us. We disagree with Obama because he looks different than us. We disagree with Nancy Pelosi because she looks like, well, she looks like she's going to have a Botox overdose any second. But the reason we disagree with these people isn't hate. We know it's ideology. Ideals, principles, values, things like that. But back to the subject of hate and this absurd, asinine accusation that the right is filled with hateful people. Let's look at who really hates. Let's look at who really hates on the whole, because of course there are some people on the right that are hate-filled. And frankly, I wish they'd shut up and never speak again. But there's very few of those. Look to the left. Look at, I mean, take any example you want, my friends. Janine Garofalo. This woman is so afflicted with what I call eternal bitterness syndrome. You know, it's sad. Janine Garofalo is a fairly talented comedian. I saw a rerun of the Seinfeld show the other day that she happened to be on. And she played one of Jerry's many girlfriends. Not that bad looking a woman. But she's so tatted up and her face is so twisted in hatred and bitterness that she becomes an absolutely detestable person to even contemplate looking at. Remember what she said about the Tea Partiers. Bunch of tea-bagging rednecks, right? That's us, Janine. Just tea-bagging rednecks. Straight-up bigots. Janine is a truly hateful person. And, you know, I feel badly for her, I do, because she acts like she hates everyone, including herself, and I gotta be honest, I can't really blame her for hating herself. I hate her, too, and I don't even know or live with her. But look at other examples. Look at some of the things that the NAACP leadership does. They're continuously dividing people along racial lines to justify their own continued existence. Any way they can stir up some incident of racism, they will do it. Because they want to keep black Americans donating to them and supporting them. They want to keep them voting for the Democratic Party, voting and supporting liberal causes. And most importantly, the pocketbooks of the NAACP leadership. So they spew hate all the time. They've embittered more people. I don't understand why people continue to listen to this. Why do you want to listen to somebody who tells you that you should be bitter and angry and you should resent the hell out of anyone who doesn't look like you? That's what the NAACP does, the leadership anyway. I'm not talking about the membership, but the leadership. We talk about haters. Let's look at Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, how much hate they spew. And again, we know why they do it. They do it to line their own pockets. They're race pimps. And race pimping must be good. Because Jesse $Jackson and Al Pimp My Hair Sharpton have damn sure made a good living for themselves at it, haven't they? Look at Michael Moore. this guy who just makes these movies that are, well, far more fiction, far more mockumentary than documentary. He loves capitalism when he's cashing checks and people are, you know, buying his videos, going to his movies. Otherwise, he spends his time bashing America, hating capitalism, hating free enterprise, and of course sucking up to thug dictators like Fidel Castro. Talk about twisted. Talk about twisted. You bash America, and then you suck up to a horrible, horrible tyrant like Fidel Castro. Michael Moore is a twisted person, and also full of hate. And look at most of the talking heads, many of them from the left. There's just these snide remarks about people on the right. Look what has been done to Sarah Palin by, well, people like Keith Olbermann. Now, Keith Olbermann is a quandary to me. You've got a guy who's very good on SportsCenter when he did ESPN. Good speaking voice. Not a bad looking guy. Has the very authoritarian sound. He knows a lot of big words. He uses them. I'm not sure he knows what they mean, but he uses them a lot. And some of the things he said about, well, Sarah Palin or Michelle Malkin, called her a big mashed up bag of meat with lipstick on it. That's his statement of tolerance. This is leftist tolerance towards people like Michelle Malkin, of course, from douchebags like Keith Olbermann. Now, I know someone's going to say, hey, well, you're being mean. You called Keith Olbermann a douchebag. Have you ever listened to Keith Olbermann? If I didn't call him a douchebag, I would probably be thrown off this radio network for lying, because the man is the biggest douchebag I've ever seen in my life. He's, well, what Bathtub Boy Mark Levin calls him. I'm not going into that stuff. But another hate-filled person who just can't get enough of attacking and demeaning people that disagree with him ideologically. Look at his co-host or co-conspirator over there at MSNBS, I call it. MSNBC is the official name. Look at Chris Matthews. Some people call him Tingles. I call him Chris Crazy Legs Matthews because of the tingles, the Obamagasms, spontaneous Obamagasms he has in his legs. He can't control the things apparently now. It's sad. But Chris Matthews just can't get enough of mocking people on the right. They're intelligent. He's got some new special coming out, I'm sure it'll be very fair, trying to mock and demean and bash and slur the Tea Parties as a bunch of dangerous radical right-wingers with guns, you know, because nothing's worse than owning a gun to the left. That's just, you own a gun? What's wrong with you? You twisted, perverse person. You shouldn't own guns. Don't you know guns kill people? Yes, the left hates guns. They hate your right to own guns. They hate my guns and anyone else who owns a gun. They hate the freedom of self-defense because, of course, they're statists at heart, and they believe the government should protect us all from everything. And, well, there's Rachel Maddow and Ed Schultz. I mean, MSNBC is pretty much a cesspool of left-wing hate. If you want an example of left-wing hate, tune in from, what, 5, 6 p.m. Central Time, whatever it is here locally, and watch MSNBC's primetime lineup. Watch these four. Listen to these four and hear the hate. Feel the absolute hate they have for anyone who disagrees with them. And then there's the main guy I want to harp on today. A guy who, well, he's a very dangerous kind of idiot because he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room when he's really one of the stupidest. Bill Maher. Now, Bill Maher, I used to like when his show, it was called Politically Incorrect, great name, by the way, was on Comedy Central. You had Bill Maher, who you never knew who's going to go left or right. He was really unpredictable back then. Two people from the right, two people from the left, and it was an entertaining show. It moved to ABC, and it immediately became Bill Maher increasingly going to the left, and usually three people on the left and one on the right. Now, his new show called Real Time on HBO, Bill Maher has gone completely to the MSNBC side of things. It's usually three leftists and one Republican who is too weak and vacillating to really make any good points. And any assorted number of leftists. Sometimes there's not even a token conservative on the show. And Bill Maher has said some incredible things on Real Time. Some things that make you shake your head, and some that just make you, you know, sigh in exasperation, and some that really, really expose the hate and radicalism that this man has. He is a radical guy. And again, remember, he's very dangerous. He's an idiot who thinks he's intelligent. You know, he's one of these guys. There are people in the world who act like they know everything, and they come close, and they're arrogant. George Will comes to mind, but they are very well educated and very bright men. Then there's Bill Maher, who acts like he knows everything, but actually, well, knows very little, including how to be funny. But on his most recent show, I think this was on the 6th of June, I was looking at Newsbusters today, and they had a little video clip of him talking about BP and people who work in the oil industry. And he has some pretty incredible remarks to make. He has a little segment on his show called New Rules. And these are actually kind of entertaining and funny at times, but generally they're just, you know, regurgitated left-wing talking points. But I'm going to go through what Bill Maher had to say, and I'm going to inject my thoughts throughout it. He started off saying, New rule. Stop talking about jobs being lost in a murderous, hateful industry like it's a bad thing. Now, last week, I may have hurt a few feelings when my response to the complaint that jobs will be lost in the offshore drilling business was, fuck your jobs. Now, excuse my French, I don't like to curse, but if someone says something, I'm going to quote them directly. Now, here's Bill Maher being sensitive to people who are out of work, because Bill Maher is very radical in his environmental beliefs. Bill Maher is a true believer in the Church of Al Gore. Now, climate change, global warming, whatever they're calling it this week, is, well, it's not proven science. It's not settled science. Just recently we found out a lot of this stuff's been cooked up. There's been lying. They've been making stuff up as they go along to try to attempt to prove that there's global warming. There's no real solid scientific evidence that says what's going on or what's causing it. Yet Bill Maher is one of these guys who wants to wreck our economy and go far, far left into Marxism, cap and trade and incredible prices increases on gas, crippling our economy, to what? To solve a problem that we don't even know exists and probably doesn't exist in reality. Now, that's not a reasonable guy. Of course, Bill Maher, I would never accuse of being reasonable. But Bill Maher continues, but I'm in it. And it goes double for burning coal and chopping down redwoods. Sorry, roughnecks, but eventually you're going to have to find something else to do. Try building windmills. You know what happens when windmills collapse into the sea? A splash. Again, stop right there. First place, I don't remember the last time I saw anybody chopping down a redwood. I think the redwood trees are located in a national park. So are the sequoias, these incredible trees that I hope to see one day, these incredible creations by God, which don't even get Bill Maher started on religion. You want to really hear some hate? Accuse Bill Maher of being a Christian sometime. This man loathes religion. All organized religion, particularly Christianity. Isn't it odd that most radical atheists, and not just your atheists, I don't care if you're atheist, that's your business, but radical atheists like Bill Maher can be, it's amazing that the main religion they have a problem with is usually Christianity. They're a lot harsher on Jesus than on Muhammad or Buddha or Hindu religions or anything else. Funny how that works. But the point is, Bill Maher's This is emotionalistic rhetoric. Oh, they're chopping down redwoods, man. It's horrible. No, they're not. You lying little punk Bill Maher. No one's chopping down redwoods. This is ridiculous. Now, look. Again, we understand Bill Maher's where he's coming from, right? He's a radical environmentalist. He believes this stuff that Al Gore is getting rich peddling. But let's go back to Bill Maher's words again, because he just keeps digging it deeper. You know, it's Washington gospel that jobs in the private sector are better than government jobs. You even hear Democrats saying it. But oil jobs are private, and look at the toll this industry takes. Cooking the planet, enslaving us to Saudi Arabia, killing animals. Oh, I stop again. Again, more lies. The hate is so much with Bill Maher, he can't attack someone without lying about them. If the oil industry was so bad, Bill, you could find honest attacks to unleash upon them. And look, talking about the incompetence of BP, I'd be right there with you, because there was a whole lot of buffoonery going on there. But back to this business of cooking the planet again, that goes back to the Al Gore gospel of the internal combustion engine's going to kill us all. Enslaving us to Saudi Arabia, that line from Bill Maher caught my attention. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's people like Bill Maher that oppose us drilling anywhere for our own oil here. Which, of course, if we did more of that, like, you know, up in Alaska, in Anwar, and off the coast of California, and oil shale out in Colorado and Utah, they strictly oppose all that. That's the attitude that's enslaving us to Saudi Arabia, if anything is, Bill. Radical environmentalist nutcases like you. Me and the rest of the conservatives, I think we all want to drill here, drill now. Drill, baby, drill. You know you've heard the slogans, Bill. If it was up to us, we wouldn't be getting oil from Saudi Arabia. Or at least we'd be getting far, far less. So don't flap your gums about how the oil industry here wants to drill for oil here. They don't want Saudi Arabian oil, you idiot. They want to drill for oil here. And yes, Bill, they want to make a profit. I know you think profits are evil, Bill Maher. You think they're bad things, and I bet you don't think your profits you make from doing your half-ass show are bad, though, do you, Bill? I don't think so at all. So get off the "we're enslaved to Saudi Arabia because of conservatives." No, we're not. BP and Northern Domestic Oil Company wants to enslave us to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabian oil companies probably do. But if you ask Mobil, hey, let's drill here. Let's drill now. Let's go to Canada and, Alaska and Anwar. Let's drill there. Let's drill off the coasts. Let's get the oil shale. Let's have clean coal technology. All the energy companies you want to accuse here, they want to get it from here. I mean, hey, they're about profits. Nothing wrong with that. The Bill Maher there is because he hates capitalism deep down. Unless he's making money. Remember a couple years ago when you had gas prices soaring in this country? Bill Maher was upset about those gas prices. Now, he actually wasn't upset with the price or what people were paying. He actually wanted them to pay more. But the problem Bill Maher had was with who was making the money. If it had all gone to government, Bill Maher would have been fine with it. Bill Maher doesn't care if you pay $7, $8, $9 a gallon. He thinks it's great. As long as oil companies don't get the money. If the government does, it's okay. He's one of these nutcases that prefers socialism to capitalism. Despite the failings of socialism everywhere it's tried. Despite the fact that liberty soon erodes under systems of socialism. And they flourish where capitalism is, largely. Not in every case, but generally speaking, particularly and especially the way capitalism has been done in the United States of America. Bill Maher needs a history lesson and a reality check. But let's go back to Bill Maher After he accuses the oil industry of enslaving us to Saudi Arabia, he accuses them of killing animals. Look, the oil spill, yeah, is tragic. I wish it wouldn't happen. But it wasn't deliberate, Bill. I don't think BP wants to kill animals in exchange for losing untold amount of money that they're losing. That's not how private business works, Bill. Again, Bill Maher being Bill Maher. Then he finishes this way. If the government hired away all the 58,000 oil workers who work now in the state of Louisiana and paid them their same salary to work repairing infrastructure and building solar panels, another leftist utopian dream, solar panels and windmills are going to save us, it would cost us $5.5 billion, which the Pentagon loses every day in the couch. Wouldn't that be worth it? Well, I don't know, Bill. I don't see how stopping domestic oil production, which will help us get off of Saudi Arabian oil if we did it more, I don't see how that helps us, Bill. I don't see how putting 58,000 more jobs that the government, the taxpayers will have to pay the salaries of, I don't see how that helps, Bill, because we're already broke as a nation. Doesn't work. You can't just keep putting people in the government sector of jobs, Bill. We need more private sector jobs than government jobs. That's healthy. Sure, both pay tax revenues. No matter who you work for, you pay tax revenues. But government employees pay their taxes, and it goes right back into where? Helping to pay their salary. It's not that way for private sector jobs. We need to get more and more people into private sector jobs. Bill Maher apparently doesn't understand basic economics or common sense. And Bill Maher wraps his little scree up this way. Is working on an oil rig really that great a job anyway? You spend weeks at a time on a floating well in the ocean. Do you want to avoid your family that bad? Take up golf. And there's the clinching killer line from Bill Maher. Yes, the oil industry creates jobs. So does the kiddie porn industry. Isn't that just snarky and sarcastic? Bill, buddy, are you really making a comparison between kiddie porn people in that vile, despicable industry and people who work their butts off in the oil industry? Are you really making that comparison, Bill? I hope you're not that morally retarded. Now, you may be. You're a walking example of what I call moral retardation. But, Bill, let's be realistic here. There's no comparison. This is, again, the examples I talk about. The left and their hateful speech. You can't just disagree with someone if you're on the left, if you're a Bill Maher, a Keith Olbermann. You can't just disagree ideologically. You can't just debate them. You can't just enter into what, you know, Rush Limbaugh calls the arena of ideals and duke it out. Letting your brains and your wit and your common sense and your logic and reason and your ideals do the talking for you. Nope, you can't do it. One reason, because the left doesn't possess those things. They can't win arguments in a genuine fashion, a genuine debate. I know. One of my favorite things in college was debate. And it was always fun if I went against a person who was a true believer and was arguing a liberal talking point. I loved doing it. It was easy to beat them because all you had to do was not get emotional, stick to the facts. You'll beat them every time. The left has to rely on these things, and Bill Maher's doing that with the kiddie porn line. Again, it's to paint your opponent as a child pornographer, as a racist, as a homophobe, as a bigot, as a tea partier who's just itching to start pulling the trigger and killing black people, right? You're an idiot. Sarah Palin's an idiot. Michelle Malkin's this. Michelle Malkin wants to reopen internment camps, These things have no basis in fact. And we've heard all these charges thrown out there against various people. You know, I've written columns for years before I started doing my blog how many emails I got calling me a Nazi. The Democratic Underground threatened to sick Molly Ivins on me one time before she passed away. Said all kind of vile things about me. My dad has a page that deals with the family history, the genealogy. Great job. And some of these people found out that he was my father and went on there and posted some really nasty things. Called me a child molester, called me a rapist, called me illiterate, all kind of nasty things. This wasn't even me. This was my father's site that had nothing to do with politics, strictly family history, genealogy stuff. And they went on and they couldn't contain their hatred. They had to attack him and attack what he had done and attack a passion of his, studying the genealogy and doing all the research and stuff. So I know what it's about. You have to destroy your opponent. This is Alinsky. Sal Alinsky, Rules for Radicals. It's straight out of the communist playbook. Attack your opponent's credibility. Attack them personally. What's the old expression? You throw enough spaghetti against the wall, some will stick. That's it. You sling enough mud, some will stick. And it's very ugly to do. You know, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I've gotten into debates with conservatives before over things we disagreed with. And I've had some very entertaining, engaging exchanges. I love to debate fellow conservatives. I love to debate libertarians, genuine libertarians, not fake libertarians like Bill Maher, who claims to be one, by the way, but genuine libertarians. I like to debate people like that because, A, it's a more highbrow debate. It's a debate on ideals. And there's respectfulness both ways. And there's not name-calling. And it's not this accusing someone of being a child molester or a rapist or a child pornographer because they do something you disagree with or believe something you disagree with. So it's always very entertaining to do that. But I just don't know that the left is capable of that. There are some who try. I have been challenged debates by liberals on political forums before, and some have tried, but it never fails. They sooner or later always get into the personal attacks and the hate and this gutter type of attacks that really aren't necessary. Look, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'll debate anybody at any time, okay? And if I lose, I lose. If I lose, I'm an open-minded person. I'm going to say, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. Let me rethink my ideals. Person on the left won't do that typically. They will start to lose, and then here comes the slurs. Here comes the personal attacks. Here comes the, you know, your mama's so fat jokes, whatever they want to come up with. Here comes the race card, the gender card, the sexual orientation card. You know, they've got a whole deck of cards just to launch at you and call you all kind of names. It's sad. I really wish the left would stop behaving so often like spoiled brats who can't get a toy in a store. Because I think that description suits them to a T. They are like children sometimes. And we need to remember that when we're debating them and we're getting called these names, remember, you're debating a mental child. That's it for this week, my friends. I will see you next week. Talk to you next week. Chimpsies Radio Network, check out the other shows, check out the Facebook page. You will not be sorry. It's some great stuff on there. Check out my blog, The Daily Gator at WordPress.com. Thank you to Edward Daly, my good friend and blogging partner, for that phenomenal little introduction there. Makes me feel really good to get that. Makes me feel like the real deal. Again, that's it for this week. God bless everyone. Liberals, grow up. Seriously. Bill Maher, do whatever you want to do, buddy. That's it for me for this week. Goodbye. Talk to you later. And remember, if you're left, you just ain't right. And go Gators. Goodbye, everybody.